Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I was rolling down the road in some cold blue steel. I had a blues man on the back and a beautician at the wheel.
Welcome back to 17 Till. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you go there and use it to your advantage. We built it just for you. We update it every day, so you have new stuff every day, like our interview with our good friend Sam Norwood right now. Sam is a great member of our Brain Trust, senior partner with Tatum LLC, and that's TatumLLC.com. Is that right, Sam?
That's exactly right. TatumLLC.com, and we're in most of the big towns.
Yeah, and they're... CFO for rent, basically. If you need a little bit more power in the financial management of your business, that's what they do. And you don't have to adopt them. You can rent them, right, Sam?
Just rent when you need them, and release them when you're done.
Exactly.
And we do projects too around the chief financial officer's office
and CIO too, chief information officer. You have that. Have those guys too, don't you?
Exactly.
TatumLLC.com. Check it out. Okay, Sam, let's get back into your survey. Order backlogs. I mean, I like the green arrows for the current time, but then you got these sideways yellow arrows out looking out forward.
Well, order backlogs, where you have more orders coming in than you ship, and your order and your backlogs rise. Not every business has those, but for those who do, it gives a pretty good indication of what's coming in the near term. And in the past 30 days, order backlogs were up. Some of that could be seasonal, but the outlook is for flat order backlogs. We're about shipping what we are delivering in services, what we are taking in orders. And so that's sort of a tepid, it's positive for the past 30 days, but flat for the next 60.
Well, and that's kind of tracking with what we're hearing from the economists, from the Fed, as far as the condition of the overall the macro economy, how it's looking. I mean, it's looking kind of not negative, but not all that positive either, right?
Well, our conclusion is that we're hovering just on the positive side of overall economic growth. And we naturally hope that all the stuff that's going on that doesn't affect our businesses right today, but might in the future. We hope that doesn't cause us to dip down below the no growth line. But right now, positive growth, but at a low level.
Right, and capital expenditures. For some reason, I mean, I was talking a minute ago about deferred maintenance. But apparently we're continuing to defer that maintenance because capital expenditures have red arrows.
Well, they have red arrows. We just don't make commitments when we're nervous about the future, and I'm hoping that we'll get greater clarity coming up. But right now, folks have high anxiety and are hanging on to their dollars.
Yeah, it's hard to imagine taking a leap of faith with a new project, a new equipment, upgrading, borrowing money for that, and all that. When what we have, if we can continue to hold it together with some baling wire, Sam, it's already paid for, and it's just the prudent thing to do, isn't it, for people?
Well, it's baling wire and Band-Aids, but what we're doing, we're learning how to. Run our businesses with less capital and with fewer employees, and that improves the productivity of the capital that we have,
right,
and improves the productivity of the people that we have. And I think we're in a territory that 3 years ago we would not have imagined.
Going forward, is that going to mean that solving the unemployment headwind is going to take even longer, because even as we add people, we're going to be adding fewer people per increment of productivity than we used to?
Let's say that we're improving productivity by 2% a year, and it may be more or less than that, but let's say that. If our businesses, if our economy is growing at 2%, and we're improving our productivity by 2%, where is the stimulus for overall employment growth?
Right.
It doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
So there will be changes in the allocation and locations and industries where the hiring is going to be taking place. But in the aggregate, the outlook for employment is not good because we're getting so much better at our productivity and learning that we can run our businesses with fewer people.
And technology is contributing greatly to this.
Greatly to that, yes, indeed.
Yeah, and folks, it's not a bad thing. I mean, this is nothing new. You know, Sam, the technology changed the face of farming 100 years ago, 150 years ago.
And it's changing the face of white-collar productivity as much as the blue-collar,
yeah.
But it's affecting both and at all levels. We're mm-hmm. all more capable and efficient with our time
right.
with the new technology.
And these same concerns are affecting employment and borrowing money, which are two of the other indicators that we're not doing too good this time.
Well, the outlook for capital availability and in the past 30 days has people nervous, in part
yeah.
because they just don't know what's going to be the outcome. Are the banks going to be tighter
right.
with money or will the opposite happen? Our people are indicating that banks' lending sources are going to be tighter and money's going to be less available than it has been,
mm-hmm.
and so that affects things as well. I mean, our financing is the fuel for growing our business.
We can't grow the economy without availability of financing. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to ask Sam to reflect on some of the things that have happened in the last week or so. I'd like Sam's a smart guy. He's been around a while, and he'll have some good thoughts for us. Coming up right after the next break, Tintail. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.